Well, thank you, Mr. Miller. I appreciate that warm introduction. Mr. Miller claims me as one of our own. He didn't try to pull me off on somebody else. I appreciate that. Well, brethren, today I want to tell you about two fellow members of God's church. Their names are Glenn and Randy. These are not their real names, but you'll see in a minute why I've chosen these names for them. Because for me to explain to you about them, I'm going to use a visual effect. I have two balloons. One is red, one is green. One's going to be for Randy, red, and one is green, and that will picture Glenn. Randy and Glenn both live in the same area. Their circumstances are very similar. They came in contact with God's church. They saw the telecast, began watching, contacted the church, requested literature. I know a lot of you are thinking Scott's full of hot air, so this should go well. They contacted the church. A minister came to visit them both. He invited them to start attending services. Things start small. You know, mustard seed, all that sort of thing. They became regulars, though, at church, attending regularly every Sabbath, growing, learning, fellowshipping, studying, kind of going down the path that most of us in God's church have followed. In this particular congregation, they had a weekly Bible study. It was on Wednesday night. Well, Glenn said right away, "I'll be there." Let's see here, we can hang on to that air. "And in fact, I'm going to come early to help set up chairs ahead of time. And I'll stay afterwards to help take the chairs down." "What about Randy?" "Well," he told the minister, "I'm sorry, but I have a work conflict that night. I have to work late two nights every week." The minister said, well, that's okay. That's understandable." There was going to be a work party one Sunday. One of the widows needed some work done at her house. Well, guess whose hand was in the air first, whose name was first on the sign-up list to volunteer a Sunday to come and do this work? It was Glenn. I think I'm letting some of Glenn's air slip away. Randy said, "I'd like to, but you know, I am married. My wife and children don't come to church with me. They go still to the other church where we all had attended before. And I really need to go to my kids' track meet that day. Most of their activities at school and things seem to be on Saturdays. And of course, I'm keeping the Sabbath coming here, so I'm not able to go to those activities. So although I'd like to go and help, I don't think I'm going to be able to." Again, the minister said, well, that's fine. That's fine. You need to take care of other things, too." I keep letting all this hot air slip away. I'll tell you, folks, this is not a Scott Thuvenin original. I cannot claim this. This was a deacon in Cleveland at the congregation where I started attending years ago, and he did a much better job than I'm doing. But I haven't talked to him in years, so anyway. The minister also announced 1 week he was going to start a series of classes for counseling for baptism. Well, whose name was first in the hat? Glenn. The minister mentioned it to Randy, too, and said, Randy, would you like to come and maybe participate in some of these classes? Randy said, well, I'd like that eventually, but you know, right now, I think I need to study a little bit longer. The minister said, absolutely, that's fine. You take your time and study. This is the most important commitment you will ever make in your life. Well, shortly afterwards, Glenn was baptized. A few weeks later, a few months, Randy approached the minister and said, I'd like to counsel now. He did, and he was. He was baptized too. Things continued for both these men in their local church area. And the minister remarked that they both were growing and, you know, progressing. I mentioned that they had the spokesman club. During the days, or as the days of unleavened bread and the spring holy days neared, they had an interesting discussion during the topics session. The topics master asked the question, what do you most appreciate about the spring festivals? Guess whose hand was in the air first? It was Glenn. And his comment was, I really love the process of self-examination. Because it's so exciting to see my growth, to see how much I've improved from where I was when I first came in contact with God's church. Well, everybody thought, yeah, that was a good comment. Where's Mr. Bird when I need him? Well, what about Randy? What about Randy? The topics master said, do you have a comment? Well, he shyly said, well, you know, I like also the process of self-examination, but I have to admit, I don't find it very encouraging because when I look at my own progress, I don't see much. I just see all the growth that's still in front of me, all the work still to be done, all the overcoming I still have to do. Well, I'm sorry, I haven't done a very good job with my visual effects. But you're going to be fortunate here because I'm all thumbs anyway. Because as we move into the next stage of this sermonette, I knew that I was going to have to let my air go anyway. And pull out a balloon that's already tied. For each of these gentlemen, Glenn and Randy, this is how they were supposed to look. And I was all thumbs or didn't have enough hot air, so they didn't look that way. And I know you're all thinking, you must be all thumbs, Scott, because we know you're full of hot air. Anyway, this is how these two men came to be in God's church, how they grew, how they progressed. We're going to fast forward now. No, I'm not going to serve refreshments. I'm going to tell you about somebody else, and that's Jesus Christ. He returns, and he brings with him his Father's kingdom. And so, he looks at those who have been called, chosen, and faithful, those who have served him, those who have obeyed him. And here's Randy. And so Jesus Christ speaks to him those words that we all long to hear. Well done, good and faithful servant. Receive the kingdom. Enter into the joy of your master. And look what happens. Randy goes right in. The angels cheer. They're happy. Now it's Glenn's turn. And Jesus Christ, again, starts to speak. And he says, well done, good and faithful servant. Told you I was all thumbs. But when he says, enter the kingdom, little problem. Glenn won't fit. Turn with me, please, to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15. We're going to read verse 17. 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 17. Samuel here, speaking to Saul. Samuel said, when you were little in your own eyes, were you not head of the tribes of Israel? And did not the Lord anoint you king over Israel? God was able to work with Saul when he was little in his own eyes. When he was coronated, you may recall, they couldn't find him. He was hiding amidst the baggage, shying away from the limelight. But that changed. Throughout the Psalms, the Proverbs, the writings of Paul, the teachings of Jesus Christ, we are admonished again and again and again to remain humble, little in our own eyes, not to think more of ourselves than we should. Good works, the right attitude, absolutely, those things are required. All the things that Glenn did, as far as, you know, helping out to set up chairs, going to work parties, serving, all very important. We need to do those things. But we need to make sure that we keep a humble attitude in place. You know, I heard a minister years ago make the comment about this very thing. He said, you know, in the writings of Paul, Saul who became Paul, different Saul here, don't mean to confuse you. Paul commented, not many wise men now are called. And this minister's remark to myself and others, we were in a spokesman club setting at the time, he said, we need to be careful that we don't take this approach. And he tucked his hand inside his breast, kind of like this. That we say, not many wise men now are called? No. No, there surely aren't many of us, are there? He said, we need to be careful that we never let that become our attitude, our way of thinking. In John 6, verse 39, Jesus Christ speaks another interesting comment. John 6, verse 39. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. Those are Jesus Christ's instructions from his Father, our Almighty God. Well, what's Jesus going to do with Glenn? Let's read some more words from Jesus Christ in Luke 14, verse 11. Luke 14, verse 11. Jesus says, for whoever exalts himself will be abased. And you may have a marginal reference on that word, abased, meaning humbled. Whoever exalts himself shall be abased or humbled. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. Well, Jesus Christ has some work to do. We read other places in the Scriptures that Jesus Christ has a sword, a sharp, double-edged sword. I don't have a sword. But I do have a safety pin. I don't want to blow up this microphone. Glenn goes right in. He fits now. Jesus Christ had to make a little adjustment. If you remember anything from this sermonette, if you take any notes at all, this is what you should write. Remembering to be little is not a little thing. Remembering to be little is not a little thing. It's an important thing. And especially as we draw close to the spring holy days, I hope we all can remember this. May we all have a good Sabbath.